Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
I had seen this question asked online, and it got me all heated up because, you know what, when it comes to Campbell's tomato soup, I have passionate feelings about it.
This is what gets you heated up, tomato soup.
Riled up, wow. Worked up, grinds my gears.
You need to start picking your battles here, Stacey.
I know, and today I chose this one. The question was, do you make your Campbell's tomato soup with milk or water?
Trick question, neither. The correct answer, Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Mountain Dew Light, if you're on a little bit of a diet.
Gross, that's ridiculous.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it, Stacey.
The answer is only one answer, and it's milk. Why would you even bother making it with water? What's the point?
Sometimes you're on a budget, and you want to save that milk for a delicious bowl of cereal later in the day, so you use water in your tomato soup to help your future self out.
No, you know what? Then you eat something else.
No, you don't.
You don't waste a can of tomato soup by making it with water. It's milk, always. That's
or,
how it's been.
What if you use another can of tomato soup in the can of tomato soup to make it extra tomato-y?
Ugh, that's too much.
Yeah, that's way too much. Have you ever just eaten one of those condensed soups without adding anything to it? It's like drinking ketchup, honestly.
Although, I did make orange juice at Christmas time on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
And it's from concentrate, yeah. So I schlopped the can in the thing, and I added one can of water, mixed it up, and I was like, why is this? They hardly made any juice, and boy, is it ever sweet. I forgot it wasn't soup, and it's juice. You had to add three cans of water.
Absolutely. One can of water?
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
You know what I used to do with those little juices from concentrate? I used to, eat them with a spoon, ice cream, right?
Yeah.
And I'd crush an entire one in, an hour, and I'd be like, why is my stomach so sore? Maybe because you just ate an entire thing of condensed juice, man.
Here's the other question, though. My dad, he loves thick, hearty soups, delicious ones. When we were younger, we would also eat Campbell's vegetable soup, which is very delicious. That flavor just takes me back to my childhood. Dad would sometimes make vegetable soup with milk.
Oh.
I always thought that was a little bit... Ugh. Vegetable soup, definitely with water.
Yeah.
But he was like, no, it tastes better because it's creamy. I'm like, well, yeah, it's creamy. You put milk in it, you weirdo.
Someone on Facebook Buy and Sell right now is selling half a jar of Parmesan cheese. Like, you know, the shaker cheese that comes in the plastic thing, yeah? She's selling it for $10.
Bargain?
$10 for a half full thing of Parmesan cheese.
She really wants to get rid of it, apparently.
You can go to a grocery store and get a full one for $4.
Well, maybe, is it the big Costco size one?
No, it's a normal sized one. That's aggressive. Hey, I respect trying to make some money on Facebook Buy and Sell, but first of all, it's already opened. That's strike one and two right there. Second of all, it's $10.
Here, that'd be like, you know what? I've got this jar of mayonnaise and I've just decided to, watch my calorie intake, so I'm getting rid of it. $5. Or best offer.
Even $5 is aggressive. Even $1's aggressive for half open things of food, right? Don't be doing that on Facebook Buy and Sell. Especially if it's more than just a new thing, right? Everyone has that Facebook Buy and Sell story.
Mine was just on a couple days ago, I saw this light fixture that matches one of the ones in our house that we wanted to. Well, we have one that doesn't match the rest. So this was a perfect replacement. And the gentleman was listing it for $30. And I don't know if I misstepped or if I was in the wrong, but I said, hi, is it still available? He said, yes, it is. I said, great. Would you consider taking $20 for it?
Yeah, a little bit of a lowball there.
Is it?
It's not too bad. It's not like you were like, will you take a $5 Arby's coupon? It's not nothing like that.
It wasn't half. It was a third, right?
I'd say 25. I would have said 25 in that situation.
Because listen to what he replied back. No, thanks for your interest. Goodbye.
Oh, very snarky goodbye.
That was the end of that.
Not even a chance for a renegotiation or something,
No,
eh?
And that's the thing is I probably would have paid $25, but I'm new to negotiating. Maybe I'm not very good at it. I don't know. But I clearly offended him, and there was no chance of me even... Like I said, what if I came back with okay, fine, I'll pay $30? I was just curious.
Exactly.
Literally, I said, is there a chance you would take $20?
Oh, that guy blew it.
Wow. So now I'm hoping maybe he's going to hang on to this thing forever and just be like, you know what? That girl offered me $20. I'll take $20.
No, that's when you come back with, the price is 15 now. Goodbye. You know what we haven't done in a long, long time, Stacey?
What?
Headline Hall of Fame.
It's been a while.
Shall we? Three, two, one. Headline. Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Look at the production value on Cruise Mornings today. Here it is. Pearl Jam sends cease and desist letter to tribute band Pearl Jam. Now, the tribute band spells their name with two M's.
Yeah, because that makes it different.
Pearl Jam.
Oh, this is interesting.
It's like the muffins thing all right. over again. Are they Pearl Jemima or are they Pearl Jam?
Regardless, the actual band Pearl Jam, not impressed. In addition to a cease and desist letter, they have also demanded that Pearl Jam with two M's destroy merchandise with the Pearl Jam name and hand over the email addresses and web domains associated with the band.
Really? They're taking it that far?
And that's what the cover band had said, is like, you know, you guys have known about us for years and yet you waited until a global pandemic to have threatening legal letters sent. This isn't the Pearl Jam we know and love, the Pearl Jam that stands up for social issues and against corporate giants, yet your lawyers tell us it is indeed you, the band, that are behind this.
Yeah, like, I would not expect this from Pearl Jam. They seem like a pretty chill band, right?
I would think so.
And for them to do this, especially because it's hilarious. Pearl Jam with two M's? Like, I love it.
The band as well, the cover band, has said, no one's ever confused us or our merchandise with you or your merchandise. And so for them, for Pearl Jam, the actual band, to say it's clearly an issue is nonsense, because they, the cover band, thinks they've done, it's a benefit almost. Mm-hmm. Like, we're contributing to your music, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, it sounds like a bit of a nasty situation.
Still though, when you're a tribute band, like, the name is everything, right?
Yeah.
And they had a good one. Like, it's a funny one there. Like, the tribute band is all about the name. If a tribute band has a bad name, it's like, this isn't going to be good. The thing with Pearl Jam is there are so many good band names for a cover band, because usually you take a song and you turn it into your band name, right?
Even the title, like, the fact that they added one extra M to it, it is kind of, I feel like they could have done better, because... Ladies and gentlemen, Pearl Jam with two M's, by the way.
With two M's.
Like,
two
no
M's.
One's going to say that.
Imagine if other cover bands started doing it.
ZZZ Top.
Man, it wouldn't be that hard coming up with a cover band name. You just take one of the band's song titles, turn it into your name.
Right.
So for Pearl Jam, it could be like, oh, it's the Daughters. Oh, it's the Jeremies.
Yeah.
It's the Even Flows.
The Better Men.
That's a good one right there, actually.
Right?
Like, there are some very, very good options out there. The Last Kissers.
Yeah.
We brainstormed for like 20 minutes trying to think of these names. Sometimes our Cruise listeners have way better ideas than us. Well, sometimes. All the time. and it takes them like 3 seconds. Like, we'll take 20 minutes. Just, okay, let's go. Let's put our brains together. Scott on our Facebook page beat all of our ideas with one comment. The Jamming Pearls.
There you go.
Is that not the best name ever for a Pearl Jam cover band? The Jamming Pearls?
They could have even gone like Pearl Jams, as in like they like to jam. Or would you think Pearl Jam would have an issue with that?
What about the Pearl Jock Jams? They play Pearl Jam songs with a Jock Jam twist. It's just normal Pearl Jam songs, and every 30 seconds it's Jock Jams in the background. Or they cover the song Tootsie Roll, but in a Pearl Jam style.
There you go.
Yeah, there's a lot of possibilities here. Someone please start a Pearl Jam Jock Jam tribute band, please. Cover bands. Yay or nay? Like, when you go to a pub, pre-COVID times, of course, and a band is playing that you didn't expect was playing, and they're like, oh, it's a cover band of my favorite band. Are you excited? Or
yes.
Are you like, oh, man, this they're going to butcher all my favorite songs?
I love cover bands.
Really?
Because that's the thing, is if somebody is a cover band, they have dedicated their career as a cover band to their favorite band, right? They're not going to be like, oh man, we hate AC/DC. Let's start an AC/DC cover band and butcher the songs. No one's going to do that. If you are a cover band of a certain band, you're going to love that music and do your best to make it great. And I love cover bands.
There is a whole market, though, for bad cover bands. Like, let's say someone out there hates Nickelback. I know, that's super rare. But let's say someone hates Nickelback and they're like, you know what? To channel our anger, we're going to be a Nickelback cover band, but we're going to just butcher their songs. But so then people who hate Nickelback can go there and be like, oh yeah, this is awesome. Like,
but if you hate Nickelback, why would you want to hear someone butcher the songs you hate? I don't know.
Circle gets the square, Stacey. Okay. Circle gets the square. Well done. Well done. Sometimes I think cover bands, like, that's a tough gig because you're just setting yourself up for disappointment, right? Because people are expecting you to sound exactly like that band. Even though you are a cover band, expectations are high, right?
With a cover band, you know what you're getting into. You're not going to see Pearl Jam. You're going to see Pearl Jam.
Some people, though, like, they don't give slack to cover bands. They're like, nope, this better be impressive.
Well, then they shouldn't go see cover bands.
Exactly, right? That's why. If you're in a cover band, that's a tough gig. Not a lot of respect gets to cover bands. It's like, oh, cover band, whatever. They're not writing their own songs. It's a lot harder than you might think. Also, I really want to start going with this bad cover band idea. I think we're onto something here. Parking in downtown Saskatoon. Just a nightmare experience from beginning to end. Not a fun time parking in downtown. Something happened to me yesterday that made it even more infuriating. Here's the situation. Walking to my car after work yesterday, parked downtown on 21st Street here.
Mm-hmm.
As I open my door, a car stops and turns their blinker on, indicating that they want my spot after I pull out.
Yes.
No worries. That's cool. Happens all the time. So I get in my car. I get settled. I put on my seatbelt. I'm in there for maybe 9-10 seconds. And that's when this guy starts honking the horn.
He honked
at me. And I didn't think he was honking at me. And whenever that happens, you turn around and you're like, oh, who's screwing up? Who's screwing up? Who's getting honked? Oh, it's me. Oh. And I make eye contact with him and he gives me the hurry up hand signal. You know, hurry it up. Hurry it up.
Oh, man.
Now, I get bad anxiety when I am a hassle for someone.
Right.
Like, if I know I'm in the way or if I know that I'm causing you to be late, I get really bad anxiety. So immediately I start, like, going as fast as I can. Okay, like, okay, turn the radio up, do this, that. He honks again.
Wow.
Like 5 seconds after I immediately don't pull out of my spot. So at this point, I'm like, whatever, I don't care. Like, I like to get settled in my car when I get into it, right? Okay, I have my phone, I have my wallet, double check I have everything, check the mirrors, you know? You don't want to just get in the car, turn it on, reverse, go, see ya! Like, you don't want to do that, right? So as I drive past him, gives me the finger and starts yelling at me, you gotta hurry it up! I'm holding the traffic!
Wow.
So in this situation, who's the jerk? Is it the person laying on the horn, clearly, or is it the person who takes 15 seconds out of the spot? Like,
you know what? If this would have been me, and Buddy was like honking and giving me the hurry up sign, guess who would have been sitting there for 15 minutes in her car checking her phone?
See,
that is exactly what I would have done.
I posted this on Facebook and 100% of the answers are people saying, oh, if this happened to me, I would get out of my car and walk into a store and be like, oh, I forgot something. Sorry, buddy. And then just walk back 30 seconds when he drove by. Like,
I can see because of where he was stopped, he was probably blocking. Like, he would be blocking traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's why he was being so, hey, hurry up. But still, that's not what you do.
See, I don't care about the guy honking. I care about everyone behind him who has to wait for him. Those are the people I'm concerned about because they're probably like, oh, this guy taking forever to get out and this is why it's delayed. Again, I hate being a hassle for people. Like, even talking about it makes me, like, uncomfortable. It's just like, no, I just want to be the crowd pleaser, right? And I just felt so bad on the drive home. I was like, oh, did I take too long getting out of that spot?
You could have been the crowd pleaser for everybody else that was waiting behind him, because they would have been like, yeah, show it to that guy who's being a jerk.
So what you're saying is I blew it, Stacey.
Not blew it. You just could have done better.
Did you watch any of Joe Biden's inauguration yesterday?
I did, off and on. I listened to it while I was doing stuff. It was pretty decent.
Some great performances, some very memorable moments, but everyone, and I mean everyone, is only focusing on one thing. Bernie Sanders sitting in a chair with some of the most unique mittens I've ever seen in my entire life. He looks like a very upset hockey dad at 6:30 in the morning watching his kids practice. Like, he doesn't want to be there. He was up all night drinking rye, and he's like, oh man, I don't want to be watching my kid practice right now. Like,
he looks, yeah, he looks like he would rather be somewhere else.
Anywhere else.
Other than there. But at the same time, Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
Sanders. I always do that wrong. He's such a character. Just on his own, like in interviews, when he speaks, he's a bit of a character. He reminds me of Larry David,
yeah.
Which of course Larry David has been him on Saturday Night Live a few times. But that, I think that just perfectly represents him as a person. And it's great that it's gone completely viral. And there are so many Bernie Sanders memes now. It's hilarious.
I think we need to invent a new word, because viral doesn't do it justice. It's everywhere. It's the only thing you see on the internet are these Bernie Sanders memes, people photoshopping Bernie Sanders into all these photos. You know that construction photo of all the workers on like the high rise, like on the steel beam eating their lunch?
Oh, yeah.
Someone put him in that photo where he's just sitting there all sad. Like, that's the thing about the internet. One thing happens, like one memorable thing happens, an hour later, it's everywhere. There's no hiding from the internet.
It's so, people are so fast and funny online right now. Like, I think the way that we have kind of developed comedy and progressed it in the last couple of years has been incredibly entertaining.
Here's the thing, though. You think Bernie Sanders is happy about this?
Of course not. He's never happy.
Yeah, but he's probably upset about this. Like, think about it from his perspective. Bernie Sanders has been a public servant in the States for decades. Like, he's worked in government for decades. So many years. He's tried to do so many good things. And the one thing people are going to remember him for is a meme. How disappointed would you be after decades of hard work? Yeah, I passed all these laws. I did all these good things for charity. Yeah, and you were that meme guy too, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. What about the other stuff? Oh, I don't care about that other stuff, man. You're the cheer guy. Do the pose, man. Do the pose. Come on.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.